listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. It is going to be just me sharing some ideas with you centered around two topics that have been coming up a lot in my practice as a therapist. And I'm going to put them out here in the beginning and capture your attention. I'm going to talk about this notion. Are we being tested? These lessons in life, and is God testing me? This kind of like whole notion and thought process around being tested in our lives and learning lessons, as well as the concepts centered around some confusion having to do with positive thinking and manifesting, because they're two different things and they're interrelated, because both of these topics, whenever you've asked yourself, am I being tested, be it by a greater force, you may call that God, you might call that the universe, it's usually based upon our earlier experiences in childhood of authority. Because what you're talking about is kind of a universal authority that you're asking about how it's governing you or putting you through the paces or challenging you or testing you. And I really want to share what I've come to learn, what I've come to know about this concept, what I believe, and just to set the stage, which I think is helpful whenever a topic with such controversy is being discussed, just some kind of ground rules. It's my belief. I'm not here to convince you of anything or to change your mind. I do want to open your consciousness. I do want to open your mind, and I want to open your heart. I want to facilitate those two processes happening within you. And what that means, consciousness is just awareness. I want to open your awareness, challenge it a bit from where you sit or stand, especially if you're in that wheelhouse, if you're in that group feeling like life is testing you, like God is testing you in this, almost like setting you up to just be on this endless wheel of tests. And it's like suffering based to me and very fear based. And what I hope to transmit is a softening of that, that you would consider in whatever way is authentic for you to soften that inner voice within yourself and open yourself to hear what might be some new things today. With that, I want to welcome you to All Things Therapy. I want to thank those of you that have been writing reviews of All Things Therapy on iTunes. Thank you, Mia. You are so awesome. I'm so happy to have you in my life and as my listener, as well as my Patreon campaign, my subscriber, Carrie Jo. I want to thank you for supporting All Things Therapy, supporting my work. If you're interested in doing that, simply go to patreon.com/allthingstherapy. It will take you to my Patreon page where I offer different things in exchange for your support, $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, and on up. And there are certain things that I give and share with you based upon your support. Please consider supporting All Things Therapy on Patreon. I also want to share with you my sponsors before we get rolling with this show today. Let me take up my list of notes. Amazon Music is my sponsor. And this week, they are offering you, instead of 1 month of free music downloads, they're offering you 4 months of free music downloads. Go check out the opportunity at getamazonmusic.com/ATT. If you're not already streaming Amazon Music, they have over 70 million songs to choose from. Audible Books, a favorite of mine, especially since my book, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. I am the narrator. They have so many awesome titles. I think 100,000 titles on Audible, audiobooks, a lot of them read to you by the authors. They will give you a free download and month-long subscription as my listener by going to audibletrial.com /allthingstherapy. And lastly, my long-term sponsor, BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. They are an online therapy platform. I have been a therapist with them in the past. They are phone and video sessions through the BetterHelp platform. They're affordable. They offer financial aid if you qualify. You can be connected to a licensed counselor or therapist within 24 hours, addressing all types of issues, depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, and they're giving you 10% off your first month to try them out as my listener by going to BetterHelp.com/ATT. That's BetterHelp.com/ATT. Okay, with all that done, I want to get into this show. I feel very passionate about this topic of helping you kind of decode and understand this notion around manifesting, how to do that with more ease in your life. We are here to manifest and to really ground this in some principles of thought. We live in both a world of matter, physical reality, as well as the world of energy. And we actually walk between those worlds, whether you're aware of it or not. We walk between the worlds of energy and matter. And the more that you can learn about that intersection and your place in it, and that your mind is the medium, your mind is the decipherer, your mind is the one that mediates and translates the worlds of both energy and matter. You know, really concrete example, you know, the earth, we're a planet, we're a physical body, we're a rock, you know, floating here, being held in space. And also, the earth is not physical matter at all. It's vibrating particles, just like we are. There are scans that show that even physical matter, tables, aren't physical and solid as they appear to our naked eye. It's vibrating particles that are just so close, yet with a little gap of space, that we're not really solid at all. And that's what allows us to shape this world of matter by using energy, by understanding the laws of the universe, and that the material is plastic substance, and it can be shaped, changed, and directed with your conscious thought, with your attention upon an intention, and following it through visualization, through really feeling it through your body. That is one of the greatest tools that manifestation offers you, is to shape and shift what looks like physical matter into other forms, other outcomes for yourself. And the mind, your mind is that medium. Your life is a reflection of what you believe. And when you think about that, look around you. The relationships you have, everything comes down to what you believe is going to happen. And I know I was taught to plan for worst case scenario. I invite you to throw that out of your head. You want to intend, align with, you want to put your attention upon the intention of the best case scenarios unfolding before you. And it's in the laboratory of your mind that you start to feel in to that vision, into that outcome, into that desired life that you want from where you sit right now. And there's a gap, there's a space there, right? Between some of the things we most deeply desire and where we are right now. And it's really, how do we manage that gap? How do we keep our belief up? How do we, you know, be in some hope, but more than hope, some faith, some knowing, some true knowing within the deepest part of you that this is going to be in my life. And that's where manifesting differs from positive thinking, where there's a difference there. Positive thinking is like, okay, I want to believe the best. I'm going to find the silver lining, and there's value to that. Yes, do that when it's authentic. When it's authentic, positive thinking can really bring you through some of the hardest things that that you go through in life to really believe that somehow this is going to work out for me. I hear clients say, I've said, you know, this must be what's meant for me. And manifesting goes beyond that, where you can be in a pause, in a moment of pause that, okay, this is what's manifested right now. This is in this moment, a snapshot in time of what has manifested. And I want to believe this is good for me. I want to see that silver lining. And yet I still want to have X, Y, and Z happen. And that's where visualizing and really aligning what you see in your mind is the tool to actually feel it in your heart, to feel it in your solar plexus. The subconscious mind is housed in your solar plexus. That's the parasympathetic nervous system. The things like breathing, breathing or heart beating, all of that is the sympathetic nervous system regulated at the brain stem, the medulla oblongata, that takes care of all these things that we don't think about. We don't think about breathing. We don't think about our heart pumping, our blood flowing. And that's like we just trust that's going to happen. We have faith that that's going to keep happening for us. And it's really stepping into the things you want to manifest, the intentions you have, putting your attention on them in such a steady way, a consistent way, on a daily basis, that they must be. And it becomes a part of your parasympathetic nervous system, that when you imagine these outcomes, that you have peace in your heart. You start to deactivate that fight, flight, or freeze response when you anticipate the future, when you look ahead at something, an imminent bill that has to be paid, a relationship, a date on your calendar, things like that, that we look at things coming up and it's like, oh, you know, you might feel like, oh, that's shit, that's makes me anxious and I'm just going to not look at it and deal with it when it comes. A different way to handle that that's really going to serve you is to bring that into your meditation, bring that into your visualization and vision it. Really close your eyes and see it as you want it to be until your heart is in coherence with it, until you're breathing, until your respiratory system, your central nervous system is in harmony with feeling that is a yes. And you probably know, you've probably heard, seen it somewhere that professional athletes use this technique all of the time in visualizing their race course or their game. They rehearse, they close their eyes and in their mind envision their game, their sport. And scientists have hooked up the shit to their bodies and the brain, you know, the muscles are flinching and the body's responding as if they're really going down that ski run or really on that basketball court. So we know this is true when it comes to professional athletes, but this is also true in living our daily lives and creating our lives. And so it's awesome to feel positive when it's true, when it's authentic, but you know, I'm not always in a positive mindset. And that's okay. It's about being authentic. And the universe knows. And coming back into this notion of, are we being tested? We are so loved. The universe is cheering for us. God is cheering for us. Nature is cheering for us. Universal intelligence, the infinite mind is cheering for us, wanting us to succeed. And the things that we might call tests, being human in a body, is really just to show us that, oh my gosh, look at my improvement. Like, look at how I handled this differently than last time versus trying to booby trap you or get you to stumble. It's like, I know for sure the universe wants you to see your progress and feel really proud of yourself, taking an inner moment of affirmation, really affirming, I showed up differently. I sent a different text to that person than I did last year, or that I would have done, you know, last month. You're showing up for yourself differently. You're showing up in life differently. And let me tell you what I've learned. When you're in a place where you don't quite believe you can have what you want, it's hard to really believe I can have my desired manifestation, it really helps to stay quiet about it. Because when things are in kind of that gestation period, that incubation period and where we're really working with our mind again as the tool to start to believe we can have what we want to create, we're vulnerable. And it doesn't take much for someone to say, oh my God, you want that? You want the Dalai Lama to endorse your book? Are you fucking kidding me? It fucking happened. The Dalai Lama endorsed my book, and other amazing things have been happening in my life as I've really made it my business to get quieter about some of those visions and take it to this laboratory of my mind is how I think about it. And I sit, I have a manifestation journal. I write about what it's going to feel like when I'm in this certain relationship, when I'm at this certain level of financial abundance, when I have a certain level of health in my body. You can be as specific or general as long as it feels like real for you, that it's not positive thinking. It's like real life. Like you feel it as if it's fucking here. Like you feel like you're living it. And again, this ties back into this notion of being tested and like, what are we here for? Kind of the deeper meaning of life. And to feel into a place of more gentleness for yourself. I know I was raised to believe that people are trying to screw you over. That was a big message. In my family, you got to watch your back, you know, like contractors, people in business, they just want to take your money. And it took me years to unlearn that. And as a result of taking the time, you know what, life, I've learned I get to believe as I want to. I don't have to just believe what I was told, what my peers think. Like I get to create my life. Who am I living for? And I encourage you to ask yourself that. Who the fuck are you living for? Is it for your partner? Is it for, I don't know, what you were taught for your family? Certainly it can, you know, when we really live authentically, it considers everyone in the mix. The universe is that big to consider you and everyone that you care about. So living really true to your heart isn't necessarily going to screw over anyone else. Like everything's working out for all of us in this really like universal matrix kind of way. And I'm looking down because I have all these notes. The next book I'm intending to write, that I'm considering writing, has to do with understanding universal intelligence and its forms. And I think of this as like our matrix of connection, understanding the forces of universal intelligence. There is animal intelligence. There's alien intelligence. There's plant intelligence. There's the intelligence of nature. There is planetary intelligence. There's our human intelligence. There's emotional intelligence. And it's all about this space I'm talking about today, where energy and matter intersect. And our mind is that bridge, as I said in the very beginning. And what I'm speaking of is the infinite intelligence of universal mind that built things like the pyramids, that helped us create the kind of technology that we have today, and that's expanding. It needs to come through people. It needs to come through us and the animals and our planet. And that's what makes us so connected. It's not just a woo-woo principle. It's an intelligence that we're all like bound together in this matrix. And when you really start to understand your place in it, your power in it, your life begins to change with so much more ease. The things that you set your mind upon, people, places, and things start to arrange for that becoming of it. And I encourage you to experiment with this. And I committed at first to like 30 days. You know, I'm going to meditate every day without fail for 30 days, starting with some guided meditations on YouTube. The Honest Guys is a group I found first. They have some awesome audio tracks, really well done. And after 30 days, I just started to feel better. And then I expanded it to setting a timer for 5 minutes to start, you know, playing with silent meditation and just sitting there in the silence and receiving whatever thoughts came to me. And sometimes there wouldn't be anything. But as the years have unfolded, I've seen that when you sit there and you show up for yourself in this way that you might think right now, I don't have time for that, or what the hell is this going to do? Shit happens when you carve out, when you take a stand for yourself in this way. I am going to walk the world's of physical matter and energy and see what starts to happen, there is this truly, truly powerful energy that starts to move things on your behalf, and your life changes, and you can really benefit those around you. I know a lot of you listening and watching want, you care about doing something that matters, you know, of making a contribution, leaving things better in some way. And it helps you do that with more ease and with more happiness and less grind about it. I know I've grounded out a lot of my life. I have the things to show. I have a nonprofit. I have a U.S. patent. I have a successful therapy business. I'm an author endorsed by the Dalai Lama. I am a glass artist. I'm in collections and hotels and museums. So I have all of that shit. But I wasn't truly deeply happy until I started to realize it's not about what I do. It's about being. It's about really being with this connection that I have to the infinite, and to really create from that place in my life, not so much performance-based, but like from this really deep desire where it makes me happy and good things are bound to come. Like the good shit is going to come from you in your life, but it's going to come from a place where, you know, I kind of toughed a lot of things out, and like, just, you know, there's value to that. I have a strong work ethic. Don't challenge me on a work ethic. I will fucking win. So, and there's goodness to that. Like, you want to be committed to yourself and to what you want to see in your life to manifest. So I'm not, you know, encouraging you to throw all that out, but I've learned it's about having some balance, having some more ease. I didn't have to make it so hard on myself in hindsight. And so now, moving forward, since I know this information, I want to really apply it. And in my meditation, I'm going to just let you in on this secret. And it's been changing my life. I'm not ready to say the specific manifestations yet. A couple of people close to me know, but using a book called, I've talked about it here before, The Master Key System, Charles Hanel. It was written in the 20s. People like Neville Goddard, Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, these early predecessors, Dale Carnegie, that you'd go to classes and go to workshops, they all studied Charles Hanel. And there's a passage in his book that I quote out loud every morning in my manifest, in my meditation. And I say something like, I don't have the book in front of me. I consciously and deliberately align my mind with universal mind. And I right now set in motion, through the law of attraction, infinite intelligence to work for me, on my behalf, in everything that I care about in my life. And I thank you for bringing all of it into manifestation for me. And then I just feel into that, just knowing that deliciousness, that everything I've ever wanted is manifesting and will continue. And I'm going to get to reach this world, reach you in all the ways I've dreamed, you know, really helping people be happier, letting go of these limiting beliefs and things that, like, you're being tested and life is against you and people want to screw you over. There are those people, but when you change your vibration, you're not attracting them. You're attracting the awesome people in the world, like you listening and watching, that want to help, that want to be of service, that want to make life better, because we are here too. And like, the coolest little things will start happening throughout your day. And with that, I want to take a breath, have a sip of water. I'd love to work with you. If you want to come into my practice as my client, you can reach out to me through nolatherapy.com. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy.com. Connect with me on social media at Nola Therapy on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. Support my podcast at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And please go on iTunes and give All Things Therapy a written review and star rating. With that, I just send you all my love. This is a heartfelt, really energetic episode for me because I believe everything I'm sharing with you. And I just want you to consider it. Open your mind, open your heart, see where it lands for you. And with that, all of my love. Mwah.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio. Radio.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, we'll use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.